Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. A mixture of clouds and sun, breezy. Do have a chance for some spotty afternoon showers. We'll have a high around the mid-50 mark. Kenosha right now is at 35 degrees. It's 32 in Burlington. Milwaukee 37, 41 at this hour in Racine. One of five stolen dealership vehicles out of Illinois, northbound from Kenosha County into Racine County around 11:30 last night, went out of control after contacting some spike strips near Highway G, struck another car, then crashed into a ditch nearby, both the occupants then getting out and running away into the darkness. That second vehicle, after the impact with the offending car, spun into the median wall. One of the occupants refused hospital care for shoulder soreness. At one point, all three of the northbound lanes of the I were closed. Traffic detoured around G. A concentrated search went on for the teenagers roughly 90 minutes or so early this morning. More than one canine team involved in that. They headed east, then they went north, utilizing all kinds of information, including the occasional footprint. Eventually, though, the search was called off without any discovery. The vehicle with the dealership plates out of Libertyville towed back to the department's impound lot by the substation as evidence. The other vehicles, also taken out of Libertyville, they sped north into Milwaukee County. This afternoon in Racine County Circuit Court, a woman could be formally charged in reference to a weekend incident that put her into jail for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury, and felony hit and run. The victim in this case, her husband. Sheriff's Department's news release says a man was found bleeding from the back of his head on South Front Street in Village of Rochester over the weekend. Witness mentioned there was a vehicle that left the scene. Flight for Life came, took that man to Frederick Hospital. The investigation revealed that the man and his wife had argued inside that vehicle. He got out. She then moved the vehicle forward. It struck him. She drove off. If you're driving through any big parking lot in Racine or Kenosha counties and you see vehicles with only one license plate, well, you're wondering, well, how come they can get away with that? It's state law, though. You're supposed to have two on display, according to Sergeant David Harvey with the State Patrol.
Properly displayed license plates can help the public and law enforcement identify vehicles that may have been involved in criminal activity that are stolen or being operated erratically. It also makes it easier to locate the vehicles of people who need help, such as motorists reported as being overdue or vehicles named in amber or silver alerts.
You are supposed to have two plates here in Wisconsin, though your vehicle may have come from, say, out of state. Fine for not displaying the proper number of license plates or improper display is $150. Spray paint vandalism, other damage to the pavilion and the bathrooms at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park. It's only been partially cleaned up to this point. Happened several weeks ago. Public's now being asked if they might want to help in that restoration. The pavilion includes historic information about the site. It, too, was damaged, and it needs to be replaced. The other damage, some of it anyway, has been scheduled to be fixed up, or it already has been, but there's been donation of materials and labor to help go toward that. Anything in terms of doing the rest of the damage, cleaning that up, fixing it, would go into the Kids Connection Maintenance Fund. The History Pavilion is right near the playground. Itself was damaged, the playground, several years ago by vandals. Racine's Common Council being urged by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee to deny soda and beverage plus cigarette and tobacco license applications for Fufu's Hotspot Grocery Store. That's at 2120 16th Street. It's connected to the nearby closed Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor Avenue. The applicant, the husband of the woman who ran Sunshine. People living near the area, though, they don't want any store at that location. They say there's been all kinds of problems because of the stores. The alderman of the district doesn't want the store closed permanently, however. He wants the possibility of somebody else maybe coming in and doing it right. That's Alderman Mike Shields talking to the committee last week.
Not a 3 months or 6 months period where they can come back and apply, what we're talking about now. But someone new might come in with a new idea and new advice, and we should be open-minded to that.
The language in the committee's denial recommendation includes history of violations and noncompliance by the family, lack of experience by the applicant, Fahoud Ali, and this is an improper straw man application, as it's called, by Ali's wife, Candace, who again ran the Sunshine Mart. The issue is going to be on the Wednesday council agenda. That'll be a day late because, of course, tomorrow is the primary election. A request for $1.5 million worth of loans by Bear Development for a couple of new housing projects going before the Kenosha County Board this week. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
According to information provided to supervisors, one of the projects, Eva Manor, is a proposed new affordable apartment development in Pleasant Prairie at 91st Street and 22nd Avenue, consisting of 8 townhome-style units targeted at workforce housing and 42 units in a 4-story building for independent senior housing. The other project, Whitetail Ridge, is a proposed affordable apartment development near the intersection of Highways 50 and 83 in the village of Paddock Lake. That project includes 10 townhome-style units targeted at workforce housing and 50 units of independent senior housing in a 3-story building. The board's finance committee recommended approval of the loan at their meeting last week. Because of Tuesday's primary election, the county board will meet Wednesday evening at 7:30. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
There's a Racine Common Council Committee of the Whole meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. It's to present an update on that proposed multi-use venue for the lakefront, along with information about a successful facility in Allentown, Pennsylvania, including the economic and social impact of what's called there the PPL Center. It's a multi-use arena conference facility, home to an American League hockey team, as well as an Arena League football team. Also has all kinds of other sporting events, concert events, corporate special gatherings. Racine is looking to do something similar on its lakefront. The mayor of Allentown was scheduled to attend the meeting tonight, his appearance, though, canceled on Friday. Running a library operation, kind of like running a regular business, in that you need to have established rules and guidelines that cover just about everything in the building, like a policy on display cases. Racine Public Library's Board of Trustees hearing librarian Jessica McPhail talk about separate proposed policies for the display cases in the children's section on the main floor, also the adult section up on the second floor.
The children's display case is for children's collections. It's not for adults who collect children's materials. So, all of you who have made Star Wars Legos or have a Batman collection, this is for children who have those collections. And it's come up, believe it or not. Oh, kids would love this. Well, then they'll come upstairs to look at it. This is for children.
McPhail crediting her staffer, Darcy Moore, with researching policies at other libraries to create the two that they unanimously approve for the adult and children's display cases at the Lakefront Library site. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.